We believe pharmacists are the hub of healthcare and our favorite providers. We know it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget that we went into pharmacy to make a difference. And we really do make a difference, even with the smallest decisions. That's why I want to tell you about UltiMed's Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, a pen needle product that makes real, tangible change possible for our patients and the communities we serve. UltiGuard Safe Pack pen needles are an FDA-cleared product that provides 100 premium pen needles in a sharps container, all in one convenient package system. When you dispense the UltiGuard Safe Pack, you protect families and your community from sharps injuries, and you remove medical waste from the environment. To learn more, visit UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. When you dispense the UltiGuard Safe Pack, you choose positive change.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Imagine this day, in this day and age, we're in a digital world. Imagine an organization who's committed to solving the problem of getting billions of dollars worth of short-dated supply, drug supply, and surplus stock into the supply chain so that it doesn't go to waste. I've seen so many posts on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook where we see wasted diabetes products, wasted medications from mail order and mail service, and what that's doing to our supply chain in itself, what it's doing to drug costs. There is an organization that's committed to this human-centric approach, much more intimate in driving the value in a marketplace where short-dated and drug surplus is categorized and then turned around and offered to pharmacies directly. This is absolutely phenomenal. My name is Todd Urey, and I am so excited today to welcome the CEO and founder of RxRise and what they're going to do to be a change agent in a time in healthcare where this is needed more than ever before. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Adam Gladio. I'm so glad to have you here.
Todd, this is awesome. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the introduction. Couldn't be more excited to spend time with you today and talk about RxRise in the pharmacy world. Looking forward to it.
I have been soaking in the pharmacy industry now for about 17 years. And the very first thing that I asked that nobody could answer me way back in 2004 is, why doesn't pharma and pharmacists work closer together than what they did at the time? Now, since then, Adam, they do work closer together than ever before, but there's still this wide gap. And part of that gap is being able to have a pharmacy owner who understands what's coming up in medication needs and being able to reach out to an organization of some sort. Obviously, they always go to their wholesaler first or their secondary wholesaler second or either buying groups. But reaching out to an organization that already has an inventory of all of this surplus and then having a pricing advantage in picking up this product. This is absolutely phenomenal. And I want you to give our listeners, our 75,000 plus listeners, an idea of what is the mission of RxRise.
Yeah, you said it, and you know, simply put, we are solving the problem of the billions of dollars of pharmaceutical waste in this industry, right? Through short-dated and surplus product. If you want to know the definition of short-dated or surplus product, it's mostly product that is 12 months or under. So you know, you think about like an overstock.com in the consumer world. We are going to offer that and serve pharmaceutical manufacturers and serve pharmacies nationwide. We also think that there's an environmental story in here that we're really excited about and getting good feedback on. And we're going to do this all through our transformative, our platform that's going to transform how manufacturers and pharmacies can connect through this marketplace. A pharmacy can buy directly from a pharmaceutical manufacturer their surplus and short-dated product, usually at a discount, and get it shipped directly to them from the manufacturer. So we're really excited about this. and a lot going on. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The first sector of pharmacy that I entered was the long-term care sector, which takes care of our nursing home and institutional patients, very fragile patients. And the budgets that some of these people live on is a teeter-totter, and it could fall over with a difference of $100 a month. So when I think of this, where in the United States, hospitals and nursing homes generate more than 84,000 tons of hazardous pharmaceutical waste, RxRise rises to the occasion to actually pull this off. So how are you going to communicate, other than being here on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, how are you going to communicate this to community pharmacies over and over again to get them tied in?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question. And we're going to be everywhere. And that starts on June 2nd, our national launch date, which I couldn't be more excited about. And so you're going to see PR, you're going to see us in social. My background, in my almost 18 years of pharmaceuticals, was spending a lot of time with pharmacy owners, independent pharmacy owners. And I know the day to day. You know, I know the frustrations and challenges of a PBM audit. I know, now as an entrepreneur, how it is to go through running a small business, with a lot of people pulling at you. And that's what they go through every day. So, you know, these 21,000 strong independents, the long-term care pharmacies that are 1,300 strong, the GPOs, the hospitals, they're going to start seeing PR and marketing and social everywhere. And, you know, simply put, you can go to rxrise.com and sign up. But Todd, I do want to just mention one thing. As you look at the supply chain, you know, and let's start from the patient. The patient, as we know, they have extra product, maybe in a cabinet, right? And so they usually, hopefully they discard that appropriately. If not, they get rid of it somehow. And then if you work your way up the supply chain into the pharmacy, you know, there's short date or there's surplus product that pharmacies are trying to get rid of. And then you go back into the wholesaler and they have stuff they're wanting to get rid of. And then when I came from the manufacturing side, and I struggled with this, to be honest with you, I ran 15 brands and we had short dated and surplus product. So if you think about it, Todd, it all came back to the manufacturer and they sit there with all this product that they have to get rid of. Now, they can do an inventory kind of write-off is kind of the most common. But if not, it gets destroyed through the incineration process. And instead of that happening, you know, my call to pharmaceutical manufacturers is to stop and think about putting this product, it's perfectly fine product, on our platform and get it back into the supply chain to the thousands of pharmacies and patients who could benefit. Hope that makes sense.
It does. And what metrics do you have to share with us based on the United States consumption of medications and what they say waste costs us as a healthcare provider, as healthcare providers?
Yeah. So the pharmaceutical obsolescence is what we called it. It's defined obsolete product that's going obsolete, right? That's a $51 billion a year issue. Okay. To take that down a step further, about 3-4% of all cost of goods that a pharmaceutical manufacturer makes becomes obsolete. So when you start thinking about these huge companies, 3-4%, another 1-2% in the channel and the wholesalers, they're carrying 5-6% at least of product that's going to go obsolete. And so they're staggering numbers. So if we, you know, can make a dent into that just a little bit, not only will the supply chain benefit, but we think there's benefits for pharmacies. We think there's benefits for the environment.
In the show notes, we're going to have a link back to rxrise.com. I'm also going to put in your LinkedIn connections so that people can reach out to you. There's lots of pharmacy owners listening right now that are going to find this very interesting. For those pharmacy owners, we'd like to invite you to an RxRise panel discussion of how this could impact our marketplace and our supply chain. So Be on the lookout for that, my Pharmacy Podcast listeners. We will be featuring, and Adam obviously will be a big part of that panel. So what do you think the stage is for this? And what I mean by that is so we have community pharmacy, long-term care, institutional pharmacy, hospital system pharmacy, specialty pharmacy, compounding, and then kind of like the mixed bags that are really, that's the 21,000 you mentioned, they're really moving towards bringing together a multitude of ways of serving their community. So is RxRise more driven to the community, or are you ready to assist all these sectors?
You know, we are, I want to say both. And I say that because I hesitated because a lot of entrepreneurs say, I want to do everything. And
yes,
the reason I say that with hesitation, I don't want you to chuckle at me, but I see two things here. You know, we serve, and everyone I tell this to when I'm speaking with them, everyone you just named, but I think there's a huge benefit being an entrepreneur and a small business owner myself to connect with this 21,000 strong and to talk about what they're going through. I know what they're going through. I know, you know, to balance a business and to balance customers and to balance profit and loss and all that is a lot. And so I see myself kind of, or we see RxRise playing with independent pharmacies, GPOs and hospitals, long-term care is long-term care facilities as well. And then, you know, there's this whole new sector that I call these consumer pharmacies, Todd, like, you know, the true pills and capsules and things like that, that are coming about too, that, you know, they want to be a part of this as well. So there's this fantastic, robust pharmacy community that we cannot wait to serve. And that was my only hesitation, because I want to say everybody, but I have an affinity to the small business owner and to that community pharmacy. And as you can see with the COVID vaccine, they're leading the charge.
Absolutely.
And it's great to see.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of noses turned up to many of the online pharmacies that have sprouted up. But people like Sonia Patel, Dr. Patel, she's the chief pharmacist over at Capsule, they're doing it the right way. They're delivering the modern day service that is brought through our digital environment that everyone's used to and everyone's getting more used to because we all have a phone in our hand. And they're really bringing the intimacy between their patient and their pharmacy. So I'm glad you gave a shout out to the Capsule team, and hopefully you'll be able to work with that group, because I think that would be a wonderful relationship. So the mixture is there. We know that the target is eventually it's going to target every facet of pharmacy. But let's take a step back and talk about the industry at large. Let's talk about PBMs for a second. And we're going through some reform. We know that the states are hammering down on Medicaid systems, Medicaid spend. We see Arkansas leading the charge. We see Ohio picking up the baton and really going through deep audits. And I don't want to vilify, even though many of our community pharmacy owners really, you know, feel a lot of negativity towards the three largest PBMs and the kind of their practices and their businesses and their models. And I don't want to vilify, because we're all in this together. They're all part of the pharmacy industry. But how do you see the overall change? What would, if you were to get the baton of the magic wand per se, how would you design that next generation PBM working with our community pharmacies?
Yeah, you know, every time it's a good question and it's a hot topic. And so every time I hear, and maybe this is my pharma background speaking, but it's almost like there's these silos, and there doesn't really need to be that, in my opinion. You know, I think the first word that comes to mind is a partnership. Yep. You know, I would lead the charge of a partnership, and why can't a PBM and a community pharmacy, you know, work hand in hand to best serve a patient, you know? And if you take that upstream in the supply chain, we've had those conversations in pharma, just working hand to hand, everyone together, just to make it a better place. And the patient's going to benefit. So, you know, I recently talked to a pharmacy who went through a PBM audit, and the stress and the heartache and everything that they prepared for and thought they had on track and were ready for, you know, there was stuff that they had to come back and fix or do over. And it just doesn't sound like a partnership to me. And so my challenge to the whole healthcare community is, how can we just partner together to benefit, you know, everyone, especially, you know, which is the patient. We saw it through COVID, right? You know, it's really quick. Everyone focused on the patient. How do we get this product there? How do we get this vaccine out? And so it was really cool to see. And, you know, manufacturers stepped up, PBM stepped up, pharmacy stepped up. And so that's a partnership. And so that's what I would advocate for going forward is that. Hope that answers the question.
It does. That's a good vision. That's a vision that I share as well. And I think placing the pharmacist in the position that they were designed and educated to do, which is the true medication management, the leveraging of new and upcoming technologies that are being demystified, and then coming back to the business owner who, you know, a pharmacy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, my hometown, versus a pharmacy in Austin, Texas, versus a pharmacy, a community pharmacy in Sacramento, they could literally be, and they do, run their businesses differently based on the temperament and the personality that is their community.
100%.
So being able to have a short-dated inventory list that could become formulary-like driven to the community that you serve, the disease state that's more prominent in your community that you serve and that you care for, there's a huge advantage to this. So that's what I'm most excited about, is the fact that there is a huge monetary advantage to the community pharmacies too.
There is a, you know, that's our number one value proposition. And I just say it directly, is they can save money and serve their community, right? So what you said was right on. It's okay that every pharmacy is different and has a different community. It's okay. But what I think RxRise can do is bring that surplus product, that short-dated product, at a discount to them through the manufacturer. And in the end, the patient's going to have access, which is a win. And they're going to get the products they need, which is a win. So it's, I couldn't agree more. It'll be cool to see it, you know, kind of evolve over time, because, you know, we have phase one, we have a few phases of this, and, you know, it'll be cool to see how it evolves.
Excellent. Shout out to our pharmacy management systems out there. If you're listening, you have an advantage right now, to build some APIs between this amazing resource into the pharmacy management system directly. I think of Jeff Key and Pioneer RX, which is one of the most innovative pharmacy management systems in our business, led by a company called Red Sail Technologies, which is a holding company that believes in the profitability of community pharmacy. So I'm going to have to interconnect you. And by the way, the CEO and the chairman of Red Sail, and I think of Craig McEwen, who is a fellow Cranberrian, Cranberry Township up in north of Pittsburgh. Craig McEwen and I have talked several times, and his technology background and the power of RxRise together, I think this could do much to accelerate the access to your databases and to the technology and to the mobile app. And so I'm excited, Adam. I'm glad that you guys are doing this.
I'm excited. Well, would love the connection. You know, when you just said access to the greater 21,000 strong community pharmacies, you know, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And, you know, there's a scale period. And so if we can lessen that, that would be awesome. So yeah, love the connection.
And we will. For listeners, once again, you're jogging, you're working out, you're driving in a car, don't worry. The information and connection to Adam and RxRise will be in the show notes. And it's easy to remember, rxrise.com. What a great company name and domain to get. I can't believe that wasn't taken already. So did you have to fight for it or pay $8,000 for that domain?
A little fighting, a little payment, but we're so glad. We think it just, we just think it fits what we're doing great. And love, you know, we've gotten good feedback on it from all the research we've done. So you know, I hope it becomes a household name. That's the goal of every brand, right? Where it's like, you know, you think, who's helping community pharmacies, short date, surplus, other pharmacies, you think RxRise. So, you know, that's the goal.
Absolutely.
Well, glad you like it.
I am. And I'm glad that you chose the Pharmacy Podcast Network to talk with us on the day of your release today on June 2nd. Yeah. And this is an exciting time and we can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, great. I just would say, you know, kind of the last thing is for the pharmacies out there, you know, if you're a buyer and even for the manufacturers, you know, go onto the site, log in. It takes seconds to get logged in and verified, and you can be up and running in no time and be part of our community. This community is going to be greater than just, you know, connecting you. We're going to have content. We are going to have everything in time that you need to, you know, to bring you value. So that's our goal. I look forward to working with all these pharmacies and the manufacturers as well. And Todd, thank you for having me on Pharmacy Podcast Network. You're doing some great things, and grateful that you invited me on.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. And be on the lookout, Podcast Nation. We're going to have Adam come on to a panel discussion. It will be live and we'll be broadcasting through YouTube, and then we'll batch it up and put it out on the Pharmacy Podcast Network as the next element and component of teaching our markets about RxRise. Thanks so much, Adam, and we look forward to having you back.
Thanks a bunch, Todd, and I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation with Adam. He is the CEO of RxRise. You can find them at rxrise.com. And as always, I thank you for what you do, pharmacists. You are the hub of healthcare. Thank you to our pharmacy technicians and our frontline workers and champions. You are the U.S. Pharmy. And we're excited that you're listening, and I thank you for listening. 1, 2, 3.